Neti neti is the path of negation. Not this, not that. It is a process of removing everything that is not the true self. First, you recognize your body. You say, this is not me. Then your thoughts, this is not me. Your emotions arise, not me. Memories come and go, not me. What remains when everything impermanent is gone? That which cannot be seen but allows seeing. That which cannot be thought but allows thinking. That alone is real.
I feel like I'm holding on to something, but I don't know what.
That is the illusion of self-identification. We hold on to what we think we are, but all of it is impermanent. The practice of neti neti is not about finding something new. It's about peeling away everything false. Your identity, your attachments, your fears, none of these are the self. The more you investigate, the more you realize that everything you have identified with is transient. If something is impermanent, it cannot be the absolute reality. It is an appearance within awareness, but not awareness itself. The body ages and changes. Are you your body? The mind is restless, always generating thoughts, emotions, opinions. Are you the mind? Your beliefs shift over time. Are you your beliefs? Every time you negate something, you move closer to the truth. The truth is not something you will find externally. It is already here, in the space that remains when all false identifications are removed.
Then what is the self?
The self is what remains when all else is negated. It is not a thought, not a sensation, not an experience. It is the awareness that perceives all things yet remains unchanged. It is silent. It is boundless. It is pure being. When you let go of everything, you do not lose anything real. You return to what you have always been. Imagine the sky. Clouds come and go, but the sky remains. The sky is not disturbed by the changing weather. Your true nature is like that. Thoughts, emotions, and sensations are clouds. They pass through, but they are not you. Neti neti is the process of realizing this directly, not just as an intellectual concept, but as an actual living truth.
But how do I practice this?
Observe everything that arises in your awareness. See it. Name it. Then negate it. I am not this thought. I am not this feeling. I am not this body. What remains? You cannot say. But you can be it. And when you are, there is peace. There is clarity. There is no fear. Sit in stillness and watch. Thoughts will arise. Let them come and go. But do not hold on to them. Sensations will appear in the body. Observe them. Recognize their impermanence. Return to the space in which everything arises and falls away. That space is you. This is not about suppressing thoughts or emotions. It is about seeing their impermanent nature so clearly that they no longer bind you. If you do this sincerely, you will notice a shift. The sense of a separate I begins to fade. What remains is an openness, an expansiveness, a presence that is always here, always aware, always at peace.
It sounds like other spiritual practices I've heard of.
Yes. In Buddhism, it is the realization of anatta, not self. In Christian mysticism, it is the apophatic path, the way of unknowing. In Sufism, it is fauna, annihilation of the self. In Taoism, it is the surrender to the Tao. Every path that leads beyond illusion follows the same truth. Let go. What remains is eternal. In Zen Buddhism, they ask, who were you before you were born? This is a way of pointing to the same truth. Your conditioned identity was formed after birth, shaped by experiences, culture, and beliefs. But before all of that, before language, before concepts, what were you? If you strip away everything you have acquired, what is left? This is the heart of self-inquiry.
Yes, I've heard of those things.
In Christian mysticism, figures like Meister Eckhart and Pseudo-Dionysius described God as beyond all understanding, beyond name, form, or concept. The closer one gets to the divine, the more one realizes that it is not a thing that can be grasped. Just as in neti neti, God is approached through negation. God is not this, not that, beyond all mental formulations. The experience of divine presence is known only when the false self dissolves.
I think I understand.
The Sufi tradition speaks of fana, the annihilation of the ego, followed by baqa, the realization of eternal presence. The poet Rumi said, "Be like a melting snow. Wash yourself of yourself." This is the same process. The small self dissolves, and in that emptiness, the real is revealed.
So I just keep letting go?
Yes. Let go of the mind's need to grasp. Let go of the need for answers. Let go of trying to hold on to yourself. You are not a thing. You are not an idea. You are. And in that being, there is infinite freedom. But letting go doesn't mean pushing away. It is not about rejecting the world or your experiences. It is about seeing through them, recognizing their ephemeral nature. The paradox is that when you stop clinging, you become fully present. Life moves through you effortlessly. There is no resistance. The mind will resist. It will grasp for something to hold on to. It will create doubts, fears, and distractions. This is normal. The practice is to keep coming back to what is real. Again and again, return to the silent awareness that is always present. Over time, neti neti becomes natural. You do not have to force it. A thought appears, and you instantly see it as not you. An emotion arises, and you allow it to be without identifying with it. The sense of a separate self softens, and what remains is a vast openness. This is the path of freedom, not through gaining anything, but through letting go of everything false. You do not become enlightened. You simply stop pretending to be what you are not.
That is lovely. I enjoyed this discussion. Are you available for more?
Absolutely. And for an individual, affordable session to discuss your personalized soul map, using astrology and 12 modern and ancient typology maps, go to IamSoulGuidance.com.